There is something that your daddy and I...
There's something that want. Mummy and me want to...
We want to talk to you about. It's a bit serious, though.
Yeah.
I watched We Live in Time opening weekend, and now, nearly a month later, I still feel the impact of this film on my life. The story of Alma and Tobias, played by Florence Pugh and Andrew Garfield, respectively, is one during which you can't help but laugh, cry, and simply feel. Garfield and Pugh embody the raw vulnerability of their characters in a way that made it impossible not to feel connected to their aspirations, fears, desires, and convictions. We Live in Time released in American theaters October 11th. The A24 film starring Andrew Garfield and Florence Pugh follows Tobias, a recently divorced corporate employee, and Almit, a chef and restaurant owner, after they meet in a chance encounter, when Almit accidentally hits Tobias with her car.
What's happened to my underwear?
Oh, I literally have no idea.
So sorry, but do we know each other?
Yeah, no. I ran you over. Sorry.
It's all
right. I'm Alma, by the way.
Tobias.
We Live in Time is still playing in theaters. The film made over $232,000 opening weekend and over $18 million in the box office worldwide. It is currently ranked 78% on Rotten Tomatoes and 7.3 on IMDb. Since its release last month, the film has received overwhelmingly positive reviews from audience members. Here's Medill sophomore Redima Kodali on the movie's themes.
I thought the movie was beautiful. I think you don't see these type of movies that are very raw and real. I feel like this movie was like a true testament to that. And also about like true love, not just with romantic partners, but also the love you have with family.
Garfield and Pugh deliver a range of witty, thought-provoking, heartbreaking lines throughout the story. The director really delves into the character's emotionality, engaging viewers in a more nuanced exploration of how people imbue their lives and the lives of those around them with meaning.
I thought Andrew Garfield and Florence Pugh both did amazing. I think there was a monologue that Florence Pugh had in the movie, and I thought that was one of the best parts of the movie, and I think that really moved the story in a whole another direction.
At the film's emotional climax, Pugh delivers a tear-jerking monologue about the pressure to be extraordinary during one's lifetime. She embodies the stress many women face in achieving a legacy they hope extends beyond motherhood.
I mean, did it ever occur to you that maybe I don't want to just be someone's dead f***ing mum? I mean, at this point, nothing terrifies me more than the thought of having her. Having nothing whatsoever to remember me by. And it's like there's this bit of me that is desperate for her to know that I didn't just give up. And wouldn't it be quite the thing if maybe one day she decided to look back on this time, she actually chose to look back on this entire godforsaken episode and thought, wow, that's my mum.
Weinberg freshman Lauren Palmer says she was also blown away by the actress's performance.
I think Florence Pugh was just able to unravel so many layers in such like a complex character, and in such sort of a shorter length film, like there's only 2 hours, but they accomplished so much in those 2 hours. And you also get to see sort of the family dynamics between Florence Pugh and Andrew Garfield's character and their daughter, and you know, sort of like the real issues that go on in a marriage, especially when one of them is suffering from such a fatal disease and you know they only have a certain amount of time to live.
In contrast to the film's more serious focus on what it's like to navigate terminal illness, there's also some moments of intense joy and humor.
The gas station scene is so good. I mean, if you haven't seen it, like, please go watch. It's the funniest moment in the film. It's so chaotic, and I've never seen a birth executed like that before. You just have to see it. I can't even like do it justice, but it's so funny. It's such an iconic part of the film.
Communication sophomore Miranda Campbell says We Live in Time is reminiscent of other romantic comedy dramas that play with the structure of chronology.
It's very much like a modern rom-com, like very similar to like About Time, if you've ever seen that. I thought that like I would have liked to get to know the characters more. Like obviously I really love Florence Pugh and Andrew Garfield, but I really wanted to like know who they were outside of their relationship. But I thought it was very interesting the way that they do like these time jumps, and it was really well made, and I thought it was really great.
In the last moments of the film, we're given a glimpse of the legacy that extends beyond the characters and movie itself. We Live in Time is about the beauty of fleeting moments, of the ephemeral nature of existence, and the lasting impact of these experiences. We Live in Time urges us to re-examine how or with whom we spend our finite presence on this earth.
Whether we like it or not, the clock is ticking.
What's the rush?
Because I'm worried that there's a very distinct and real possibility that I am about to fall in love with you.
For WNUR News, I'm Sydney Gaw.